Nine others were injured when a minivan plowed into the building in Deer Park. The driver survived and was partially conscious when taken to the hospital. Details are still being gathered.
Comedian and actor Martin Mull has died at 80. Mull's daughter Maggie has posted on Instagram that her father died yesterday after a valiant fight against a long illness. Temperatures are expected to hit triple digits in California. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Tom Waite.
LA County fire officials are reminding hikers to avoid the hottest time of day, the afternoon. Try to hit the trails in the morning or in the evening. Make sure to hydrate and monitor your body for excessive sweating, dizziness, nausea, or confusion. And if you can, stay in the shade, which is easier said than done.
It's shaping up to be an extremely busy 4th of July travel period. CBS's Errol Barnett at Newark Airport.
More than 50,000 flights are in the skies, and over the holiday week, the TSA expects to screen more than 32 million people, a 5% increase over last 4th of July.
There were no empty seats on the aircraft.
No empty seats.
All.
Airplanes were full.
Yeah.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I will be playing songs about down, not up. Down. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Got to plan on scoring more runs. You know, we've got to score more runs. No question about it. That's a part of this for sure.
Again, the Brewers with a 4-2 win from American Family Field with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms possible and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the mid-70s. More sunshine on in the Sunday, highs in the low 70s. Rain chances return Monday. It's 67 right now.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we take a look back at what happened over the weekend and get you prepared for July 4th. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Some staff and branches, then push for a corporate takeover and downsizing of this universal nationwide delivery network. It's not just a piece of government they're trying to eliminate. It's the core idea of America itself, namely our people's can-do democratic spirit and commitment to the common good. This is Jim Hightower saying, rather than meekly accepting this corporate retreat from our egalitarian ideals, let's reassert our rebellious spirit. For starters, we can help the feisty American Postal Workers Union push a People's Postal Agenda. It outlines ways to reinvent and expand the public service that this grassroots network of employees and local branches is uniquely able to provide. For info and action, go to apwu.org. Howdy ho, folks, and thanks for tuning in to my Hightower Radio Commentaries. And guess what? There's even more Hightower waiting for you online. Subscribers to my Substack newsletter, Jim Hightower's Lowdown, get commentaries, articles, interviews with progressive sparklies, live events, historical nuggets, and more. Go to jimhightower.substack.com to sign up, and you'll get more. That's jimhightower.substack.com.
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% will try it by the time they reach 8th grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early, talk often. Get others involved. A message from the U.S. DHHS and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is, it's anything goes Friday. It's you and me for the next 3 hours. Boy, last night was a disaster. I don't know how to characterize it beyond that. It was just an absolute friggin' disaster. We had a couple of friends over. Used to be neighbors of ours. You know, they moved out of our neighborhood, but we've kept up our friendship, and they came over. And, you know, we had some good wine and nice snacks, and my son and his girlfriend came over, and my oldest daughter came over. And our friends were like yelling at the TV. My heart was just sinking. Our son, and his girlfriend got up and left in the middle of it. He just said, "Yeah, I'm sorry. This is just too painful to watch." And I would have if I didn't do this for a living. Donald Trump told over 30 lies. You know, people are saying it's over 50 lies, and it is. But you know, 30 major consequential lies. I mean, let's just be very clear about that. This was a crap show on both sides. He said the babies could be executed after birth, and the Democrats are in favor of that. Complete lie. He said that every legal scholar and everybody in America want a Roe v. Wade overturned. Complete lie. He said that there were no terror attacks during his presidency. Complete lie. He said that Iran didn't fund terror groups during his presidency. Complete lie. He said the U.S. has provided more aid to Ukraine than Europe has. Another lie. He said that Biden, for years, called black people super predators. Biden never said that. That was Hillary Clinton. He said that Biden is planning to quadruple people's taxes. Complete lie. He said that Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 National Guard troops that he offered her. Complete lie. In fact, he was the guy who withheld the National Guard, not her. He said that Americans don't pay the cost of his tariffs on China. Another lie. He said Europe accepts no American cars. I'm sorry, I lived in Europe. There are Fords, there are all kinds of American cars in Europe. He said that he's the president who got the Veterans Choice Program through Congress. That was Barack Obama. He lied about that. He said that, you know, the 2020 election was filled with fraud, obviously another lie. He said that the U.S. right now has the biggest budget deficit in history. I'm sorry, that happened under his administration. He said that we have the biggest trade deficit with China in history. Again, that happened under his administration. Joe Biden has fixed both those things. But Biden, you know, lost his train of thought a couple times and could barely speak. He looked like he had just gotten out of the out of hospice. I mean, you know, he was walking like I don't want to triple down on him, but it was just terrible. Whoever in the Biden campaign decided that Biden should be debating Trump, I mean, Trump, the guy that NBC spent millions of dollars and 14 years of effort training him how to do television, versus Biden, a lifelong introvert and stutterer. whoever made that decision, you know, should face a firing squad. I mean, obviously metaphorically, but, you know, heads need to roll in the Biden campaign. So after the debate, I got a call from one of the editors, the main editor at Raw Story and the publisher, saying, you know, we think that Biden needs to step down. Do you share that opinion? And I said, yes, I do. I realize it's fraud. I realize there's incredible danger associated with that. It didn't work well in 1968 when the Democratic Party told LBJ that he couldn't run for re-election, although he certainly would have lost anyway because of the Vietnam War. But this is not 1968. I don't think that we can overlearn that lesson. But the simple bottom line is that in my opinion, Joe Biden lost the confidence of America last night. And last night was, we don't have the numbers yet, but because CNN licensed that debate to all the other networks, something that has never happened before. It used to be, you know, with every other presidential debate, if you wanted to see it, you had to go to the network that carried it. And many people couldn't or didn't, if you didn't have cable TV, for example. I mean, millions of Americans don't have cable TV. They listen to over-the-air television. If you didn't have cable TV, you couldn't watch it. Or internet. I suppose you could on the internet, but you get my point. Last night, CNN licensed this to all the other networks. So basically, everybody in America was pretty much forced to watch that debate. And so if you look at, if you go to Predict It, which is the betting site, the legal betting site, the odds for Donald Trump becoming president, the payback on a bet, is now 60 cents. In other words, the odds are 60% of, according to the bettors, of Trump winning. Biden's down to 30%. And Gavin Newsom went from 3% to 16%. I mean, you know, I think it's important to note that Joe Biden has been a spectacular president. The Inflation Reduction Act has generated a $1.7 trillion in U.S. investments. The CHIPS Act has created 84,000 new jobs. The Infrastructure and Jobs Act has started more than 40,000 projects. 201 federal judges who will protect our rights. Bipartisan gun reform, the first gun reform in 30 years. He forgave $150 billion in student debt for 4 million student borrowers. He collected $500 billion from millionaire and billionaire tax cheats. Unemployment has been below 4% for the longest stretch since 1960. He added 700,000 construction jobs. We have a record level of new small businesses being created. He made the largest investment to fight climate change in the history of the world. He's cut pollution by 50%, or will have by 2030 as a result of this legislation. He cut methane emissions by 80%. He preserved more than 20 million acres of land for conservation. He's, renewable energy for the first time in history in the United States has surpassed fossil fuel energy. He capped prescription drug prices for seniors and insulin at $35 a month. He expanded veterans' health care through the PACT Act. He expanded overtime for employees making under $55,000 a year. He signed the Respect for Marriage Act. He approved over-the-counter birth control for the first time. He reformed the Electoral Count Act to prevent another January 6th. He pardoned thousands of people convicted of marijuana possession. He required cash refunds for canceled air flights. He connected 10 million households to Wi-Fi. He funded 14,000 mental health professionals in our schools. I mean, Joe Biden did a hell of a lot of good stuff. And he deserves our honor and praise and recognition as, frankly, one of the best presidents of my lifetime. I put him right up there with FDR and LBJ. And LBJ, of course, was badly flawed because of the Vietnam War. But in terms of his social policy, you know, what he did for America, how he changed America. You know, Medicare, Medicaid, these came out of the Johnson administration. And I'm saying Biden is that level of a president. But when you're running for office, you've got to be a candidate. And to be a candidate, you have to be the world's best communicator. Joe Biden had one job last night, and that was to prove that he was not an old, doddering guy, that at 81 years old, he still had it. And he failed. I mean, let's just be honest about this. Now, does that mean the Democratic Party must replace him? I don't know. I can argue this two ways. If they replace him with a strong candidate, somebody like Gavin Newsom or Josh Shapiro, or you know the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, I mean, there's some good, strong Democrats out there. Then I think that the whole focus of the media for the next 4 months until the election, what is it, August, September, October, November, roughly 4 months, will shift to that new candidate. And that could just completely reinvigorate the Democratic Party in the race if it's a good, strong, fresh candidate. On the other hand, if the Democratic Party says, let's do Kamala Harris, I think it would be a disaster. She was not strong in the original primary, and I just don't think she can beat Donald Trump. She's been a good vice president, God bless her, and she's a wonderful person and has done a good job. But again, as a campaigner, I just don't see it happening. Now, the downside of picking somebody new, like Gavin Newsom, is that he hasn't been tested on a national stage. He hasn't had that super bright spotlight focused on him. And all the skeletons in his closet haven't come out yet. You know, he used to be married to the woman who is now Don Jr.'s girlfriend, for example. I mean, you know, I don't know how that plays. I don't know what that means. I don't live in California. I'm not And, you know, obviously he's not the only candidate, but neither is Gretchen Whitmer or Josh Shapiro or any of the other people that are being talked about. Another possibility is that the Democratic Party could say, we've got one candidate who has been tested and who won 3 million more votes than Donald Trump in 2016, Hillary Clinton, let's roll her out. Now, I doubt that she would do it, frankly. And she's 76 years old. She's the same age as Donald Trump. But no, actually, she's 2 years younger. I guess Trump is 78. But she has the vitality to do it. And I think that she's been redeemed to a large extent. But I just don't know how that would play, frankly, with independents. And that's where this election is going to be decided. On the other hand, if Joe Biden pushes through, if he does a good performance in the debate in September, as challenging as I think that's going to be, if he can get on the stump and show people that he had a bad night, but that doesn't mean that he's incompetent or non-compos menace, as the old saying used to go, the Latin, then maybe he could pull out of this. People are saying, oh, Barack Obama had a terrible first debate. Yeah, he did, but he didn't come across as senile. George Bush had a terrible first debate. Yes, but he wasn't mumbling. I just, this is just, we never should have gotten here, frankly. If the people, if Joe Biden and the staff around him and the campaign around him knew that this was even a possibility, if it's just because he had a cold or didn't sleep well, they should have said, he's sick, we're going to postpone the debate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So, anyhow, you've heard my... what say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. Guess what? It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since we started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they seem much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy. It's easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. You can save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs eat naked dogs. Results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The storm is brewing, ready to embark. But ease the wind, twisting in time.
coming, leaving its mark. A tornado is coming, money's the name. Sweeping through politics, it's a dangerous game.
Welcome back. We also had three Supreme Court decisions coming down this morning. They basically gutted the administrative state. I wrote about this, the Chevron deference, two, 3 months ago, and did several extensive rants about it on this program, so I won't repeat myself. But basically, the ability of the Environmental Protection Agency to hold polluters to account, the Securities and Exchange Commission to hold banksters to account, and the Labor Department to hold employers to account, all those regulatory agencies just got gutted. This is step one in what Steve Bannon referred to as the disassembly deconstruction of the administrative state. They also gave a win to some of the January 6th rioters, and probably to Donald Trump. Two of the four charges he's facing in Judge Chutkan's courtroom have to do with this interfering with an official proceeding law, and they tightened that up. And then finally, in the third case, they agreed with the very conservative city council of Grants Pass, Oregon, which is a little town down in southern Oregon here, where members of my family used to live there. I'm familiar with it. And they agreed with them that the city can basically arrest people for sleeping on public land overnight. And that's going to change the homeless situation all around the country. I think for the worst. On the one hand, on the other hand, vagrancy laws have been on the books for 200 years. And that's pretty much the definition of vagrancy, you know, sleeping on public property. So anyhow, those three decisions came down from the Supreme Court. So for the next 2.5 hours, I'm going to be picking up your calls on your thoughts on the debate last night. We just have about 20 seconds here until we hit a break. Also, I wanted to let you know, Louise and I, a year ago, planned a vacation for next week and the week after, the 4th of July week and the week after. Jefferson Smith will be filling in for me. I don't want you to think that the Democratic Party fired me because I said that Joe Biden should be replaced. So everything is good. Everything's fine. We had this, you know, we're taking a vacation with some dear friends of ours. One of them is a clinical psychologist. We used to do the ADD circuit together. We're looking forward to it. So anyhow, I'll be back with your calls in just a
moment. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Yeah, 27 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls for the next 2.5 hours right after this. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt, fish, and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit, which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
That's Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome. So, what say you? It's what a day, huh? Ricardo in Syracuse, New York. Hey, Ricardo.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
How you doing? The truck driver. Hey, I have a couple questions. First, I'm going to say what I told my wife. We need to calm down. We had a bad night. Second, okay, Warren Buffett, he's the oldest CEO in the United States, and a lot of companies look up to him. He's 93. Second.
Yeah, just because Warren Buffett's an old man, doesn't mean that we should. Just one point I want to make, Ricardo, and then I'll toss it back to you if you don't mind. This isn't just about the presidency. There are, I believe, 23. There's a whole bunch of Senate seats up, for grabs right now. And we had a good chance of holding the Senate. If the president goes down in flames, that goes down in flames. That means nothing more right-wing judges coming through. If we were hoping to take the House of Representatives this year, if the president goes, at the top of the ticket sucks, that goes down in flames. You've got governors around the country who are running in tight races. They go down in flames if the top of the ticket goes down in flames. The stakes here are huge, Ricardo. This goes way beyond Joe Biden. Back to you.
Okay. All right. My other question is, if that were to be Trump, do you think the Republican Party would have kicked him out the way we're doing this for this man? I think he'd done a lot for this country.
I think if Trump had done as badly as Biden did last night, I think the GOP would have replaced him.
You think so?
I do. I do. They're pretty ruthless. They're not going to lose an election over loyalty to a candidate.
He done a lot. Lot of silly stuff. Trump.
Uh-huh.
And they still behind him.
Oh, I know. But
he done an insurrection. He stole documents.
Right. No, the party has decided to go full lawless. But, there's a difference between being a criminal, which is okay to Republicans, and being incompetent or being, incapable of campaigning. Republicans are all about style over substance, and if Trump's style had collapsed, he'd be out on his butt. I'm pretty certain. But in any case, the Democratic Party should not be making decisions based on what the GOP would do.
No. Yeah, you're 100% right. But I think maybe not Hillary Clinton, but Mrs. Obama will be a good candidate.
Michelle Obama?
That's my point.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Your vote is recorded. Ricardo, thanks for the call. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's up?
I couldn't agree with you more today. I started watching that last night. I saw a man who was pale, who was not able to get the breath to project. That was the first 20 minutes. Over the course, his color improved and he could breathe better. But this is a man who, at 81, his handlers have mishandled. I looked back at his schedule for this month. He's been to Europe twice, the second time wrangling with the new fascists who are our friends in the G7, and back here, and then they over-prepared him. He does not need preparation. As President of the United States, he knows what he did. He knows Trump's lies. They needed to let him rest, and they broke this man. They do not know how to handle him, and since I think they do not know how to handle him, I totally agree with you. He needs to step aside and let someone else come forward.
Yeah.
I do disagree with you about Kamala a little bit, Ms. Harris. Her responses after the debate are point on. This is the prosecutor that I had followed before her Senate race to California. This is a very sharp woman. Her problem is that, yes, she's a woman, and yes, she's black. That would be a problem making her the front runner. But I think she would be an excellent vice president pick again to support anybody else.
But wouldn't that be viewed
who
as a
slap? These handlers could possibly take care of. They do not know how to take care of an 80-year-old man who, with all his wisdom and all of his judgment, needs a little bit of rest and does not need to be over-prepared with micro-facts. He doesn't need it, and they broke him.
I agree. And you know, Kamala may well be the best replacement. I'm just very skeptical of her ability to win a national election. And
that's on us, not on her. But I agree. Yeah.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you very much. Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's on your mind today?
I was going to call you, Tom, because I was going to bring up, is the party going to change the Republicans if they got rid of Trump? But they're not. But let's be honest, Tom. Biden's got to be above average for the Democrats just to say, oh, he's okay. Trump, he's looking, 34 convictions, 2 rates. Hey, he's 60 up. I'll tell you what, Tom, polling came out too. John Fugelsang said it best. By August, you won't remember what happened in this election. Because remember, 2 weeks from today, Trump will be already sentenced.
Yeah.
And it's what happens if they give him 4 years.
Well, if they do, he'll just appeal it. I mean, it's not going to... It's not going to matter for Republicans. I mean, you know, the last time, you know, when he was convicted, he raised, what, $100 million?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying he's still over the long haul, Tom. Yeah. I don't know who does it, 60, 30. I've heard that before. But it's tied in Pennsylvania, or he's losing Pennsylvania, Trump. Yeah. Wisconsin, I don't know about Arizona and that. Yeah. You know, it's going to be left up to the voters. You got a race in your own state, Tom, that's nip and tuck. Your fifth district, I see on TV.
Yep.
But everybody's got him going, but he's got to be 100% or 200% just to equal Trump, who's at 10%, to be equal with our party.
Yeah.
Our party, Tom, is getting to be, like, outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, they're demanding too much for us. And let's be frank, the Supreme Court and judges are just killing us.
Yeah.
This girl in Florida is just, she's murdered that case.
Yeah, they're taking America apart. I mean, the Chevron deference, which said historically that courts would defer to the regulatory agency experts when it comes to determining what the rules should be. Now that that's gone, every single rule created by a regulatory agency in America will be subject to a lawsuit, to litigation.
Tommy's going to lose?
Who's going to lose?
I think based on last night,
yeah, I think he would lose the election.
Badly?
Yeah.
So there's no hope for Biden to win?
I that's how I'm feeling right now. Now, you know, when I get back from vacation in 2 weeks, I may have a very different opinion.
You know, like John Fugelsang said, there was, like, you know, support groups. The Hispanics were like 85-15 for Biden, and one was 7-7 and one for each.
Yeah.
But really, we don't.
Biden's been a great president. Number. He's just a crappy campaigner, and therefore, Franklin Roosevelt was in a wheelchair. Most Americans didn't know that. I mean, his handlers protected him from his... Yeah, he had polio. His handlers protected Roosevelt from being exposed as being crippled, basically. Because they correctly knew that if America believed that he was crippled, that they would assume that somehow diminished his capabilities. It was covered up. Jack Kennedy was in so much pain, during the second and third year of his presidency, he was in so much pain that he was living on painkillers and methamphetamine. His handlers covered that up. He had broken his back, you know, when PT-109 went down back in World War II in 1944, I think it was. So it's not. Ronald Reagan was senile. By the end of the first year of his second term, Reagan was so far gone that George Bush, the senior, ran the country for the last 3 years. Reagan was in full-blown Alzheimer's during the last 2 years. One of my close friend's wife was the court reporter who did the transcript when Reagan was deposed in the Iran-Contra hearing, where he said 138 times, he said, I don't remember. And I had dinner with them about a week after that happened in Los Angeles, and she was like, he literally did not know where he was. When he said, I don't remember, he was speaking the literal truth. He did not know where he was. And he was president of the United States. That got covered up. I mean, you know, they could have kept Biden essentially under wraps
and just project him as this incredibly competent president who got a lot done, and have him read from teleprompters like he did at the State of the Union. They could have done this, but the idiots who are running his campaign, I am not pointing my finger at Joe Biden or Jill Biden at all. I'm saying the people who are running his campaign, they should have known better. These people have committed political malpractice, Russ. And like I said earlier, heads need to roll at the DNC or at the Biden campaign.
Is there a chance he can win, Biden? I think he can still win.
I think it's possible he can still win, but he's got a hell of a hill that he's got to climb between now. And plus, he's committed to another debate in September, and I suspect it'll just be a repeat of this one. He's not getting younger. Russ, I got to run. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I mean, Eisenhower had a heart attack in the last year of his presidency, and Richard Nixon ran the government. We were never told about it. It's possible. You know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tom for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. President Biden was on the campaign trail in Raleigh, North Carolina today, trying to come back from last night's widely criticized debate performance.
I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth.
The Supreme Court has limited the legal statute used to prosecute hundreds of people who attacked the Capitol January 6, 2021, for obstruction of an official proceeding. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
What the majority is saying here is there still has to be some sort of document destruction or impairment of a document that's involved.
Former President Donald Trump is also in charge with obstruction. Four people are dead, nine injured after a minivan crashed into a nail salon on Long Island.
The driver is expected to survive, so we should be learning what went wrong here.
CBS New York's Carolyn Gusoff. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reactions are split along party lines after Thursday night's presidential debate. Wisconsin Republican strategist Reince Priebus.
The reality is, it was actually a sad, embarrassing night for the president. His family should have sat him down weeks ago and told him, you know, Dad, you know, your spouse, look, it's time to step aside.
Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler says Donald Trump is still the wrong choice for Wisconsin. A second teenager from Lincoln Hills Youth Prison is charged in the death of a staff member. 17-year-old Ryan Nyblom was arrested with 16-year-old Javarius Hurd after they attacked 49-year-old Corey Prolks, who was declared brain dead on Tuesday. Nyblom faces charges of felony murder and battery. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The band Tenacious D is prepared to hit the road before this year's election. Band members Jack Black and Kyle Gass have announced a 5-show tour between October 21st and 26th, hoping to rock the vote. It's no coincidence that all 5 stops are in swing states, as they will hit schools in Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and here in Wisconsin on October 23rd at the Sylvie in Madison. Tickets go on sale June 28th. Do you find it hard keeping up with streamable content? Most people do, and that's why Variety's critics have released a list of 2024's best TV shows so far. Shows that are not to be missed include Netflix's Baby Reindeer and John Mulaney's Everyone is in L.A., Apple TV's Presumed Innocent, Prime Video's Fallout, Max Show's Hacks and Tokyo Vice, AMC's Interview with a Vampire, and Shogun from FX. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms possible and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the mid-70s. More sunshine on into Sunday, highs in the low 70s. Rain chances return Monday. It's 67 right now.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
On good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Pat Kreitlow. Monday morning on Up North News Radio, Mark Jacob will join us to critique how national media did in covering the first presidential debate.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Ann in Aroma Park, Illinois. Hey, Ann, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I have to agree with you that I think Joe Biden should not run again. Watching that debate last night was probably one of the most depressing things I've done in my life. But I don't think Gavin Newsom would necessarily be the best presidential candidate, and I'll explain why. Number one, we've got California in the bag. The Democrats are going to win California. I think looking at a governor like Whitmer or J.B. Pritzker or Andy Beshear even, you know, somebody from the flyover state, might get some people out. Plus, all three of those governors have more than 4 years of executive experience under their belt.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think they're all strong candidates. And like I said, if the Democratic Party shifts candidates, you're going to see an explosion of media attention. I do know that, you know, Gavin Newsom has been positioning himself for this. He's been on the road on behalf of the Biden campaign, and he was a very articulate spokesman for them last night. But he's been on the road all over the country. He's been traveling all over the country. He's been getting headlines. He's been on the news. He's been on Fox News a lot, actually. And that is not the case with the people that you named. So I think that, you know, Newsom has more of a national profile. I am not, though, endorsing anybody right now. But I do think that the Democratic Party has some serious soul searching to undertake, as well as the axe needs to fall on whoever made the decision to let Biden debate Trump.
Right, I agree. And just to put in a plug for J.B. Pritzker, we would not have to worry about how his campaign would be funded.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean that's well,
just, yeah. He is a billionaire, isn't he?
Right, and the other thing is, I think, I don't know if this really makes sense, but I think that if you look at a candidate from like one of our flyover states that tend to get looked down upon from people on the coastal, on both coasts, I think there's more of a sense of authenticity that comes with candidates, not all of them.
Yeah, you're right, And J.B. Pritzker is one of those guys, he's just a relentless truth teller. He's one of those guys who just takes it to them. And, you know, which is one of the things I like about Newsom, but I also like that about Pritzker. He's really good at that. And like you said, he's very, very rich. He could help finance the campaign. Thank you, Ann. Thanks for weighing in. Byron in Middletown, New Jersey. Hey, Byron, your thoughts.
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking the call. As upset as I feel, and all those of us who hate fascism feel, I have to wonder about Zelensky, somebody like that who needs a Biden or Democrat.
Oh, Zelensky has to be panicked right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And my opinion, you know what's sad about this is I didn't even want to tune into it because I kind of expected it to go that way. I got to know Biden a little bit when he was a senator. I used to commute down to Washington and sat next to him a couple of times on the train. Mm-hmm. But I tell you this, he has really aged a lot. And 20 years ago, I felt that way. But they handled it very well. They kept him contained. They kept him locked up a little bit. They managed his exposure. I agree with you. Whoever made the decision to have a debate with a liar, a guy that made a living lying, you know, should be fired. But that's beside the point. We're at a point now with what do we do about this? Right. Because democracy is on the line, the future of this country. I think Newsom is the go-to guy. He's got the visibility. I think he was the break glass guy. Because let's face it, when you're 81, a lot of things happen to you, heart attack, things like that. What would have happened if that were to occur? He was the guy in reserve waiting. I think he's the right guy to put up in front. But then you got to manage with who does he run with? Harris, you got to have to manage that situation because not putting her on a ticket is going to alienate key voting block. Yeah. So you have to deal with that. But to me, I think Newsom running, he doesn't have the baggage of the Middle East war, which the Republicans are sticking Biden with. He doesn't have the baggage of old age and infirmity and so forth. But I really think we're going to have to make a change because as it stands right now, we're going to lose our democracy.
Yeah, the one downside that Newsom has is that he's the governor of California, and California is easily demonized, and you know, a lot of your swing voters, particularly in the Midwest, will be put off by that. On the one hand, on the other hand, like I said, if the Democratic Party changes candidates anytime between now and the convention, it is going to be wall-to-wall coverage on the news. They're going to completely forget about Donald Trump, which will be the worst thing that can happen to Trump, and give that person a massive boost. And you know, I think it could reinvigorate the campaign. The fact that Biden is polling 15 points below most Democratic senators should be a flashing red light, you know, a warning siren. And you know, not to mention what happened last night. I mean, that was before last night. Byron, thank you very much. Spot on. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break here. Stay with us. What are your thoughts on the debate last night? Any thoughts on also the three Supreme Court decisions today? These are very, at least two out of the three are hugely consequential decisions. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM, superbeatsradio.com.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday for the Trump immunity ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll find out if Joe Biden's got SEAL Team 6 on speed dial.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.